third gate out of the labyrinth of fear is to use positive self-talk. Now, research says that we think 50,000 thoughts a day. And many of those thoughts are about ourselves, and many are negative. In this area of asking, they can sound like, I'll never get what I want. What was I thinking? Who do I think I am? Who am I kidding? They'll just say no. Well, what's the point of trying? I never get what I want. They'll just reject me again. This is too hard. I'm not good enough. I'm not good at it. Nobody ever gives me what I want. If I'm too pushy, I could lose the sale here. If I ask her, it might ruin the mood. And so on and so on. All that negative thought actually weakens our physiology, puts us into what we call an unresourceful state, can weaken our immune system, make us more prone to illness. But most importantly, it'll stop us from making the requests and taking the actions we need to take to achieve our goals and to fulfill our dreams. Now, the solution here is to replace this negative self-talk with positive self-talk. That's not something you can do overnight. It usually takes a while for this to take effect. There's something we call the law of the vacuum. You can't just stop negative self-talk, because if you do, you create a vacuum. And what'll happen, we all know the phrase from science, nature abhors a vacuum, means it'll fill up whatever the vacuum is. So it'll suck back those negative thoughts. So you have to use what we call the law of replacement and replace the negative with the positive. We've all seen people that stop smoking and half of them gain weight. Why? Because they replace smoking with eating. Now, if they replaced it with expressing their feelings or getting a hug, then they would stop smoking and not gain the weight. Same's true with our sentences, with our self-talk. We've got to replace the negative with the positive. Let me give you some examples. They'll never listen to me. Now, when you hear yourself saying something like that, say, well, what's the opposite of that? Write it down. I can learn to powerfully capture their attention and hold their interest. I'll never get what I want becomes, I am joyfully and skillfully creating what I want in life by myself and with the support and aid of others. What's the point of trying can become, with each attempt, I'm getting closer to my objective.
Now, what happens is we're going to give you two quick little techniques. Number one, list all the negative self-talk. Write out each counter statement. Then make a 3x5 card and carry it with you and read it again and again. And repeat slowly to crowd out the negatives and replace it with the positives. Now, let me give you the example. I have a 3x5 card in my pocket right now. I wrap it in a $100 bill because I believe if you feel prosperous, you become more prosperous. On a 3x5 card, you write down something like this if you're in sales. I am so happy I'm meeting and selling one new person every day, no matter what. You carry that 3x5 card with you everywhere. Look at it 4 times a day, a breakfast, lunch, dinner, and right before you go to sleep at night. And pretty soon, it starts to be absorbed as a magnificent obsession in your consciousness, and it starts to figure out how to outpicture itself and manifest in your life. When Jack and I won the Book of the Year Award, we were in Chicago at the Great McCormick Center, and we're having breakfast in a green room, and there's Studs Terkel, one of the great writers there, and General Colin Powell, who's just won the war, and Hillary Rodham Clinton, and all of us have got books, obviously. And General asked, how did you guys sell so many books? And I could see Jack just wince, you know, because he's educated, sophisticated, urbane. He says, you're not really going to show him, are you? And I pull out my little tattered, worn card, folded in half, held by a $100 bill, and it says, I'm so happy selling so many books by, and we did it on an annual basis. We're saying, do this on a 30-day to 30-day basis, because every 30 days, just make your life a little bit better. Because for 30 days, you can do anything. For 30 days, you can stop chewing your nails. For 30 days, you can stop taking in sugar, salt, or white flour in your day. Whatever it is that you want, for 30 days, you can do anything. So that's technique number one. Get a little 3x5 card. Write on the positive affirmations until they literally crowd out all the negative affirmations.
So what Mark's done here is he's told you two techniques. The first one is list all the negative self-talk and write out a counterstatement. You hear yourself say something negative, figure out what the opposite is, make a 3x5 card, carry it around and read it. The second technique is a very specifically oriented affirmation card. I'm joyfully asking for and receiving a full scholarship to Ohio State University. I'm enjoying my extra week of summer vacation at our cabin in Vermont, or as we're doing this year for our books, we are joyfully selling 13 million copies of Chicken Soup for the Soul.